Hey guys, thanks for joining my new podcast on Anchor. Anchor is a great platform to listen to amazing podcasts, have your own guests, and even have your own show. Here are the details. Hey guys, welcome back to Monica the Spirit Queen. All right, so we got like two topics that we're going to talk about. Number one, a lot of people wanted to know what kind of animals we have, how many pets we have, so we're going to get into that. And then the second part of this podcast is going to be about teenagers and what you guys think that teenagers are entitled to, not entitled to, but if they're it's okay for them to do or get certain things at a young age. And I want to know parents' opinions on that one. So, I have a feeling I'm going to need to take a couple of Advil afterwards.
Old people?
Yeah. You have to talk loud. So anyways,
You're old if you say no.
What?
My mouse isn't working.
Oh, what did God. You say? Are you throwing a fit? No. Everybody can hear you.
My mouse isn't working. It's the mouse. You have to smack it to make it work.
All right. So, how many dogs do we have right now?
10.
We literally have 10 dogs.
I need a new mouse. This one's...
I'm busy right now. See what I mean? Sorry. Wait until we are done, kiddo. Alright, so, we have 10 dogs. What other animals do we have? And the three... Okay, so three of them are the main ones that we've had. And then Mocha decided to have 7 puppies. She had 4 puppies in the beginning. Our first litter, and then we got rid of all the puppies, rehomed them, kept one, and then her second litter came, and they're both a freaking surprise litter.
Yeah, they're surprisingly really small at first.
It's like super small. Actually, this litter, the second one, they're like 3 times smaller than the first litter.
Well, the first litter was, like, what, 4? Now we have 7, so it's, like, obviously...
Yeah, they're all, like, compacted in her stomach. but they're so cute, and it's gonna be, like... I think I'm gonna do a video that's gonna be, like, can't even talk anymore. Bittersweet video, because we have to... somebody just shared my post on Facebook. Cool. We have to say goodbye and rehome the puppies. I can't have 10 dogs. I mean, 3 kids, 10 dogs, and a bunch of other animals. It's a fucking zoo in my house. So we're going to get we're going to rehome the puppies that we have. I think we're only going to keep like 1, maybe stretching it 2 out of this litter.
Which one are we keeping?
I still haven't decided. I'm thinking like between Chauncey and Ruby. So between Chauncey and Ruby, who do you think?
But we keep the cow regardless.
The cow, yeah. Well, we call her the cow because she has the cow markings on it. But her name is
Ivy.
Yeah, her name is Ivy. And then, so between Ruby and these are a Chihuahua Yorkie mix. So the dad, who's my dog, that's Max. And everybody knows Max. I've had him for, the last 5, 6 years or something. He is a toy Chihuahua, and then the mom is a Chihuahua Yorkie mix. So, the first litter, it was literally half and half, where half the puppies were more Yorkie than Chihuahua, and then the other half was Chihuahua. This one, more of the puppies are Chihuahua. I think only 2 of them. Oh, no. I think this one is like half and half, too.
Wait, you did have Max for like 3 years.
No, I had Max for longer. Yeah. I've had Max since the other house.
Yeah.
About 5 years now. We've been here for almost 4 years.
No, we haven't been. We've been in Vegas for 4 years.
No, we've been in Vegas since for 5 years now.
It's about to be 5. It's 4.
5.
It's not January.
Look,
no, July.
My remote is broken. My remote's broken.
We came July 5th.
See, red?
Five.
Red?
Uh-huh.
It's blue. Green? It's red.
So, blue, I red. Got my daughter, these, what is it, the LED lights for her room. And it has like 10 different colors that you could choose from.
And then this,
turn it down for a relaxing color.
My,
And then the control is literally ass backwards. It comes with the remote control where she could change the colors.
None of my faves work no more.
And the colors keep changing. Okay, so she's hitting green and it's going to red. She's hitting blue, it's going to purple. It's weird. But anyways, so between Ruby and Ivy, I mean not Ivy, Ruby and Chauncey. So Chauncey, Ruby is a Chihuahua.
I like how she lays with me.
Ruby is like the full-bred Chihuahua, but she's kind of like chunky and short and cute. She's black and gray. She actually looks like a little baby Rottweiler, like her markings. Mm-hmm. And then Chauncey, I think he's the runt, so he's more like skinnier and smaller and tinier. But again, I don't know because his hair is like Mocha's hair, like more of a Yorkie with a Chihuahua body. So I don't know if he's going to stay small or he's going to get as big as Mocha. And Mocha is small too, but she's just a little bit bigger than Max is. So I don't know yet. I don't know. And then we have cats, right?
Yeah.
And kids are falling asleep.
Sorry, my bad. Two cats. One's black, one's gray. They're hers.
They're Alyssa's cats. The gray one, we rescued about a year ago last year. And he was only a couple of weeks old. We bottle fed him and raised him and all the good stuff. And Alyssa loves cats more than anything else. So that is her cat. And then on her birthday this year, she asked for... How many different cats did you ask for?
She wants a calico.
Stop.
Yeah, a calico cat.
Okay, so she wanted a calico cat, and then the other option was a black cat with green eyes, because I remember you telling me that too. I couldn't find a calico cat for her, like in time, because they went out of town for about a month, and when they came back, hey.
They're playing.
This is what we have to go through. You guys hear the puppies? This is what we have to go through. Shut your laptop. I mean, close it. Close your laptop, because I don't want her stepping on it. Hey, Tallulah. It's my daughter's puppy from the first litter. So, I couldn't find a calico, but I did find her a baby kitten with green eyes, a black kitten with green eyes. Who butchered Mermaid? Why is where's her face? Why is her face facing her butt?
Oh my god.
That is so funny.
Ouch.
Ariel is gone. So 10 dogs, 2 cats. Well, it's not going to be 10 dogs. I'm putting them online, actually. The puppies are online this week or at the end of this week. Every single one of them will be for sale to get rehomed. Almost every single one. I think we're going to keep one or two the most. And then, what other animals? Chameleons. How many chameleons do we have? 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have 2 chameleons. One is in my kid's room. My daughter adopted that one. She wanted him. And then we have a smaller one, more of a baby, in my room. And that's my husband's chameleon. My chameleon passed away a couple months ago. She was egg-bound, took her to the vet. And then come to find out, I messed up because I took her to the wrong vet. I didn't know at the time it was the wrong vet. But I took her to the vet. Instead of giving her a shot and inducing her so she doesn't get egg-bound, she had about 40 or 50 eggs in her. And I do have x-rays to show it. But she died. She literally died. So the vet failed to do his job. And that was the result of it. What others? We have 2 turtles. Red ear sliders. Huh?
The frogs and lizards.
Oh, the frogs and lizards. Yeah, I'm getting to that. So we have 2 turtles, red ear sliders. The first one, the female I got for my daughter like 3 years ago. This is her 3rd year. Damn, it's been 3 years already.
For what?
Your turtle. For your birthday.
She's so big.
3 years. I mean, she's freaking big. She was like the size of a quarter when I got her. And I surprised my daughter because she said she wanted a turtle for her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, as you can tell, we're an animal lover, loving family. Animal lovers. So I got her the turtle 3 years ago, and she is huge now. They're in a 60-gallon tank. And then a couple of months ago, I decided to go get a male for her because my daughter felt sorry that she was by herself in a tank. And so we went and got a male, and now they're living happily ever after. How many lizards do we have? We have geckos.
I have no idea.
Like 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3. 4 geckos. My husband takes care of most of the animals as far as like feeding them and changing their cages and all this stuff. I get the fun part and I just play with them. No, I'm kidding. No, I do help out too, but he enjoys feeding the animals, so the reptiles especially. Hey, puppies. I call them our demon puppies. They're little demons. Hey, cut it out. Oh, my goodness gracious. What else? Snakes. We did have 23 snakes.
Mm-hmm.
2 just recently died, so now it's 21. So 21 snakes. And it does happen, you guys. Reptiles, animals, they die. They don't live forever. So 21 snakes. We have 4 birds, parakeets. They're in a very huge, humongous, nice cage where they just fly around in there.
That's the biggest
cage you've had.
Huh? A really big cage.
Yeah, the cage is really big. And then what other animals do we have? Frogs.
Mm-hmm.
We have 1, 2, 3, I think. 3 frogs. 2 or 3 frogs. Something like that.
Some of them died because I want to go.
Yeah, you know which one died?
Mm-hmm.
My favorite one.
I know Dad's tree frogs died.
Yeah, the tree frogs died. That's and then we got some more. And then the big one. The big fat one.
Yeah.
That was like the coolest one ever.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what happened. He died. He just refused to eat one day. What else? Help me out, girls.
I'm thinking.
Anoles. If you guys don't know what an anole is.
Is it those lizards?
Yeah, it's the small lizards.
I thought so.
It's basically more for like show and tell. It's more for like a decoration, a design in your house, and a really nice cage, which we have. A really nice tank, and they go really well with the tree frogs. So the tree frogs and the anoles are the little tiny lizards that mm-hmm. you don't play with. So
they're just good for looks.
Huh?
They're just good to look at.
Yeah, and I heard anoles are good luck too. Did you know that? They're supposed
to be
good luck. Good luck, yeah.
That's crazy.
They're supposed to be for good luck. Get your nose out of your phone, woman.
I'm listening. I just don't really know.
What are you doing?
About the animals except for my cat.
Yeah, you don't know anything about animals except for your cats.
Mm-hmm.
What other animals do we have? Goodness gracious.
I'm clueless. There's so many.
I mean, besides the spiders. They're the desert spiders. If you live in Vegas, you know what I'm talking about. We get, especially when the weather starts heating up or warming up, it's crazy. We get a lot of spiders. I think that's about it. We have a lot.
No, we could talk about
Am I? Yeah, hold on. Am I missing any other animal?
The geckos?
I counted the geckos. Snakes. And the snakes that we have are ball pythons. They get up to 5-6 feet the most.
Do the feeding roaches count?
Dubia roaches?
Yeah.
No, because they're not our pets. So we breed, we have colonies upon colonies of dubia roaches. If you guys don't know what a dubia roach is, they're not like regular disgusting. I mean, they're still disgusting. Excuse me, they're still disgusting, but not the roaches that live in your house. These dubias, they can't live outside of their environment or they will die. And we breed them. They're really, really expensive if you were to buy them in a reptile store, which a lot of people buy them. But we breed them and we have a bunch of colonies on it. We have big, small adults, babies, and we feed our reptiles with dubias. Besides the snakes eat rats and mice. Mocha, you look confused. I think Mocha's trying to count her puppies and she can't control them. She's like, where's my puppy? How many puppies did you count, Mocha? Tallulah is just messing with the puppies. Tallulah, the neck is not a food. What is she eating?
I have no... Tallulah! Come here. Her twin's there, so they just come.
You call one puppy or one dog, and everyone comes.
The rest of them come. They all got their own names, too.
Like, yeah, they got their own names. So we got Ivy, Ruby, Chauncey, Chandler,
I'm not doing Chandler.
I'm doing Chandler.
Vampy.
Vampy. For short for vampire. Which that's Chandler.
No.
And then, so that's four.
Yeah.
Fluffy, JoJo. And Ruby? Did I say Ruby?
I said Ruby, yes.
No, I said Ivy.
No. Ivy, Ruby, Vampy, Topanga.
Oh, Topanga.
What's that boy's name?
Ruby's JoJo. Queen?
JoJo.
Chauncey.
Chauncey and...
Now you got me confused. I said it all. So it's Ruby, Ivy... JoJo,
yeah.
Chauncey,
yeah.
Chandler slash Vampy,
Vampy slash Chandler,
Topanga.
I thought that was Vamp. What the heck?
And
is
who the hell are we missing? That's six. Who the hell are what puppy are we missing?
We didn't name one of them.
No, we did. Every single one of them has a name. I mean,
did you get the cow?
That's yeah, I did.
Chauncey.
I got Chauncey.
Okay, Chauncey, Ruby, Ivy, Topanga, Vampy.
Daddy.
Fluffy.
Ruby.
Fluffy. There we go. Fluffy. Thank you. So, yeah, we all took turns naming the puppies. Hey, get down. Mocha, down. Go with your babies. Go. Go be a mother. Go discipline your puppies. Okay, so I think that's about it for the animals we have. Mm-hmm. It's a freaking zoo in my house, but I'd rather deal with animals than humans, people. Than people, right?
Totally.
Like, we enjoy our animals. We take them out, you know, the reptiles.
It's a lot of responsibility, though.
It is a lot of responsibility.
Especially when you do it yourself.
It's actually really expensive.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a bunch of... How many snakes do we have? 23 something? 20
snakes?
Yeah.
21 now, because the two died.
Okay. Yeah. And then we get one, like, every week.
Yeah, that's true. I keep getting new snakes. But yeah, I mean, that adds up, like, every week. The snakes eat once a week, so that adds up to a little over $100 a week. That's really expensive. And then we have the puppy pads for the puppies, and that's expensive. That's about close to $30 a bag of 100 in it, and we go through it, like, twice a week.
Dude.
And then the dog food, the cat food. Oh, it's expensive. It all adds. Birds, the bird food. We have four parakeets. What is that?
It's a TV, but it's...
Oh, that's so funny. That's cool looking, though. All right, so I think that's about it with the animals that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to teenagers. Nicole's favorite topic. Alyssa?
Oh.
You need to listen to this, too.
Well, I prefer talking about middle-aged women, but sure.
Oh, okay. You want to debate?
I like to
debate. My girls versus me or me versus my girls. This is going to be a cool debate right now. Come on. You're joining us. Of course she's on your side.
On her side? Me on Nikki's side?
Yeah, you're supposed to be on my side, though.
I'm not on anyone's side. Can I just go back to stalking middle-aged women?
Whoa.
You're stalking middle-aged women? You mean you're talking shit about them? Or to them?
Yes, some of them, and then some of them...
Are you telling them to actually wear bras? Pull their saggy boobs up?
No, I'm telling them, walk around off without a shirt, be yourself. Why can men do it and we can't? Because we have tissue, because we grow up to feed our babies with it. Why can't we walk out without a shirt and men can?
I really don't want to see other women's boobies hanging out.
You should support other women. You have them, they have them. It's the same thing.
Yeah, but I like mine. I don't like other people's.
But there's no difference between a man's boobs and a woman's
boobs.
There's
a huge difference.
What, tissue and that you feed babies? Why do people sexualize feeding babies?
Okay, so let's have men try to feed babies with their boobs.
No, but there's no difference except for the tissue and the milk.
So if that's...
Hold on.
I like this debate because if that's the case, how come men can't have babies either? Why is it that women have to have them?
Because they have a penis and we have a vagina.
Okay, so why can't they have them, though?
Because they don't have a uterus, they don't have something that they can
exactly,
push out of.
Exactly. Not, so women give birth and women breastfeed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But okay. Hold on, Max. Max. Hold on, Max. Max.
It's okay.
Come here.
Giving birth have to do with walking out. He's your gonna. Shirt top off.
Max doesn't like any of his babies. He's a grumpy old man. He doesn't like any other dogs. Maxie. So he's always by himself, and then when the puppies want to go see their dad, he growls at them. Oh, they're fighting under the bed. Hey!
Oh, snap.
Okay, yay. I had to pause for a minute because the dogs are killing each other.
So back on the topic, what does giving birth have to do with a
giving
woman?
A birth.
Giving a birth?
No, what does giving birth have to do with a woman walking off with her top off? Happy with her body? Why do we have to cover up something that men have?
Okay,
don't.
Number uno, tone it down.
Sorry.
And number
it's just
two.
You're a woman and you don't want to, you know.
Because help. I don't want to see other women's
okay,
so boobs.
But you would see a man's.
The topic real
what's
quick?
The difference?
Because all men's boobs are like flat.
No,
they're not like different sizes.
That's not true.
I completely agree and, like, I can agree to disagree.
What?
Ellis is giving Nicole the death stare.
No, it's just that, I feel like, it really sucks to be, like, sexualized, like, breastfeeding being sexualized. I feel like it's not fair to, like, women, like, again, it's just, like, a body part, I guess.
Right, so there was this, like, picture of a woman breastfeeding. Now, she didn't show anything, it was just her baby, to her nipple breastfeeding, but she didn't show anything. Right? She just took a picture of her breastfeeding, you know, and posted it. And then there's a person like, why are you posting this? This is gross. And then there was a whole, obviously, debate.
Listen, breastfeeding is a natural thing.
Right.
And I don't have anything against that. But you can't whip out your boobs in public.
No, yeah, you can.
And walk around shirtless because you're hot.
It's Vegas, baby.
Seriously, have you seen the nuns? I mean...
Oh, yeah, the Fremont Street.
Yes.
How nasty was that? Even you were like, oh, my God, I can't even look at him.
It's not nasty to me.
I was
freaking. Okay, so we went to...
Her gay hormones couldn't handle it.
So, last year, we went to Fremont Street, and we're walking...
A year already?
It's been a year. I know. It's crazy. We went to Fremont Street, and, you know, I recorded some of them, and we always take pictures and stuff over there. And I think it's really cool, because there's, like, entertainers and... You know,
yeah,
entertainers and entertainers and then painters and artists and all this other cool stuff. And they're all, like, in the middle of the street, you know what I mean? And then we come across these 70-year-old nuns, dressed as nuns. I highly doubt they're...
At least they were comfortable with their bodies.
Number one, they weren't even virgins. And number two, they literally were wearing no shirt. And then they had, what was the design? It was the stars or something? Or
no, it was tape, black wire tape around their nipples.
Black
they
tape?
Were happy with their body, like.
Yeah, so they had something covering their nipples, and it was just
it was
like.
Tape.
And, I just remember
I was like, woman, can you roll up your boobs from your ankles before you trip over them? Well, I'm sorry.
I
speak the truth.
View.
Oh, shut up! My kids are weird. But you know what? I guarantee it's not just my kids. I think it's like the new generation. You guys are so freaking weird. Like, we were not allowed to do half the shit these kids do these days when we were growing up.
And that's another thing. Like, it's this generation. It's like... So the thing is, like, if you, like, take a kid's phone away right now, it's like taking...
if you
like,
do what?
It's taking your privileges to go outside and play with your friends... During your time.
No.
Yeah, it is.
But see, when we got grounded, we weren't able to use the house phone. We were not a shit. I can't even count how many pagers, how many pagers I've gone through. Every time I would go buy a pager, like once a week, my parents would destroy it. Or I would get mad and I would throw it against the wall and break it.
Anger issues.
Anger issues. Now I just throw people into a wall. What else? Yeah, we got grounded. We had chores to do. If we didn't do our chores, we didn't get to watch TV. We couldn't go out and play. But now these days, if you take a child's cell phone or laptop away, oh my fucking God, it's the end of the world. right? According to my kids.
Not necessarily the end of the world, however.
No, but you do throw a shit fit.
Yeah, because it's...
Hallelujah, you admitted it!
Well, yeah, I mean, if... Again, I don't know. I mean, I could say during this time, everyone would probably be really bummed if their phones or something or electronics got taken away.
Hi, son. Hold on. All right, we're back again. So you were saying?
I forgot.
Yeah, you know why? Because it's bullshit.
No, it's not. It's actually factual.
If it's real, you don't forget. Factual.
It is. It's just that I don't feel like, I don't know, really debating with the 40-year-old woman. I mean, no offense.
You know, you love your kids sometimes, but you just want to throw them into a wall. Number one, I'm not 40. Let's get that shit straight.
In the world.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
What'd you say?
I want to throw every child in the world into a wall.
I freaking hate
me
every
too.
Child.
Yes.
I hate kids.
They're I love babies. I hate kids. I told the dad this the other day, and he got mad at me. He's like, I did not expect that from
like
you.
I don't even like babies. The only baby I like is my cousin. And I
know,
like...
William. Yeah. Oh, my God. So, like, literally, there's, like, these kids walking past me, and I was like, oh, my God, I hate kids, and I want to kick them all. And then dad's like, oh, my God, I did not expect that from you. And I was like, but I hate them so much. He's like, I thought you loved them. I was like, no, I love, like, babies like William, but, like, little, I mean, children.
And here I'm sitting here thinking my kids are angels. I'm kidding. I know they're not. No, you know what? It's so funny you said that because when I first met Dad, my husband, like, in the beginning of our relationship, thank God he stopped doing that shit. I mean, he does it once in a while, and I kick him in his nuts and punch him in his stomach once in a while. No, but, like, in the beginning, he would, of our relationship, every kid he saw, like, especially babies. This is before I had you guys, before I had my kids. Everywhere we would go, and there was, like, a cute little kid, he would walk by and wave and smile, and if the kid smiled and waved back, he would stop and get happy and talk to them and talk to the parents.
No.
And I'm just like, and then, you know, some of these kids, like, literally they had, like, dirt all over their face or food stains all over it, snot coming down their nose. And I'm just, like, looking at my husband, and I'm like, I'm gonna fucking kill you. Keep walking. Don't even look at another kid. Just keep walking. Like, I was the same. I still am. I mean, I like kids, you know what I'm saying, but I don't like the spoiled ones. And come on, parents. I mean, give your kids a bath once in a while and fucking wash their faces and keep them clean. That's nasty. Yeah, exactly. So, My son likes to roll around the floor. I don't know what it is with boys, though. I think boys are like that. But then girls, I see a girl.
And she has the nerve to call me spoiled.
Hold on. But you guys, when we were raising you up until this point now, I mean, we're still raising you, but you guys were kids and you guys were younger.
You basically just assigned a bedtime and then feed me. I don't really know.
Look how pretty she is.
My kids were always like, they've always been well-groomed, clean, going out, making sure, like, their clothes are clean and, you know, presentable to the public. And now I don't dress them. Thank God they dress themselves.
Yeah, thank God for us.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, little, like, 3-, 4-, 5-year-old kids, come on, parents. They can't take care of themselves. Like, fucking do it yourself. That's your job. It's your responsibility.
Yeah.
Once they're old enough to do it themselves, then fuck. I mean, I don't dress my kids anymore. They dress themselves. Thank God.
I won't let you dress me.
Thank God. I don't want to dress you.
You
the whole reason
everything I wear.
You're 14. You shouldn't wear that. It's just a little stomach, girl. Calm down.
Exactly. What parent wants their child, especially a teenage daughter, to dress certain ways that they're not supposed to?
It's 2020. First off, it's 2020.
Fuck 2020.
Can I please appreciate my body by showing a very little bit of stomach?
No.
It's not against my religion to do that. It's not against...
It's against my religion.
No.
I'm sorry. Didn't you wear a shirt like this the other day?
Exactly.
But how old am I and how old are you guys?
You're a grown adult.
I'm not 40. Stop saying I'm 40. You're old.
No, I'm saying you need to
teach us
adult.
To appreciate our bodies. This is why, like, I hate my body. I can't even show it off. I mean, it's...
That's because I'm going to end up fucking killing every perverted motherfucker out there walks by and stares at a 14 and 13-year-old girl.
That's fine. They can stare all they want, but then again, I have my...
But then again, I'm going to end up burying... There's going to be funerals every other day.
Who cares? Let them
stare. Your dad what?
Let them stare. I have a very scary-looking dad and a very scary mom with two, like, pistols on their hips, so I feel... as protected as I can be, so
I'm glad you feel protected by us, and so that's how you should feel is safe. But
it should totally not be a problem with me showing a little bit of stomach to make myself.
But it's not
feel,
a little bit.
I'm not a baby. I'm 14. I'll be 15 in December.
You're my baby.
Yeah, that's fine. But I'm growing up, and the way I like to I don't know, not show off necessarily, but yeah, maybe show off, or how I like to show my femininity.
You can't even say the word.
We know what she's talking about.
Yeah.
No, I was giving her a hard time. I'm sitting here waiting to say the word right.
Femininity.
Are you still trying?
Yeah.
Femininity.
Oh my god, she's gonna go all night trying to figure out how to say that word.
True.
Yeah.
Femininity. Alyssa, can you help me?
Help your sister.
Feminine. I don't know.
They don't even know how to say the word!
No, do you?
Say it.
But
do
you?
Say it.
I'm not gonna say it.
Exactly.
What? Feminist?
What?
Femininity.
Here, Siri.
Femininity.
Okay, hold on. She's asking Siri.
Femininity. Qualities or attributes regarding the characteristics of women. So, yeah, I mean, I guess I don't know if that's necessarily femininity, but you see men out here wearing no shirt at all. And if I could wear a little bit...
But that's not a little bit, though.
Appreciate my body as a teenager, not wait until I'm a grown adult. I mean, you should.
If only you guys could see what Alyssa's doing right now. Oh, my God. She, like, literally tied her shirt in the front up. Okay, you don't do it all the way to your boobs. You do it below that.
I don't know how to do it. I've never done this.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm
My kids are crazy, you guys.
I'm not even bad, though.
I never said you're bad. I said you're crazy.
I am not crazy. Same definition.
No, it's not.
I know. I was kidding.
Tallulah, what are you doing?
Mom.
Being Tallulah.
Tallulah's being Tallulah. Tallulah, no. What?
Are you good at math?
Am I good at math? Yeah.
You're good at math?
Yeah.
Okay, one sec.
Excuse you?
Huh? I didn't say nothing.
I'm the one that actually graduated with a high GPS.
GPS?
GPU!
GPS.
GPA, sorry.
I'm dead! She said GPS.
GPA.
I'm on a long fucking day!
Mom,
GPA.
Isn't it GPU?
GPA.
GPU.
What's GPU?
Your grade overall.
Alyssa, your dad's calling you. It's GPA.
Alyssa is not having it.
Off? How do I do that?
Up. Just put it up. It's freaking hot in the house.
He's freezing.
Oh, I'm hot. Anyways.
Oh, here's my math question I had. Okay, so what is 3x minus 4 equals 5? What's x?
X is the common denominator that you need to find out what it is.
Nope.
What is she saying?
Yes, I mean. No, yes, she's right, but...
Of course I'm right.
What is x?
X is a common denominator.
Yes,
then
but
you
what
need
is
to
x?
Find out what it is.
Find out
you
what
have
is.
To do the
what
math. You have
I
to
did do it.
Okay, so I have to see what it is. And uh-oh. What's
answer
going on out there, Neil?
What does x equal?
Huh?
Okay, 3x minus 4 equals 5. What does x equal?
Stop it. I don't even know if I want to keep any of the puppies. I do, but Mom's they're so annoying. Mom's avoiding
the question.
No, because they keep, like, messing me up. Give me a second, okay?
Right. No, we're not talking about no schoolwork. We're out of school right now.
Wow, trying to get Mom
I want...
A piercing. We all know.
No. I believe I should get a piercing, and I'll tell you
no,
why.
No, it's not like Mom... No. See, this is the way how kids ask questions for something that they want these days. It's not like, Mom, Dad, can I please...
That term...
Can I please... No, it's, I believe I'm entitled to this because I'm 14.
Mom, Dad, can I get $10?
No. I don't even ask for much. Like, lately, I haven't asked for anything in a great while. And the only thing I've been wanting for the longest time is a piercing on my body. One, I could be responsible. Two, you can always take it off. I can always take it off. It's removable.
That means I can always rip your nose off?
If you want, I guess. I don't know. But, I mean, like, again, it is just, like, it's always temporary. You can always take it out. It's not like a tattoo where... Like, again, it's not even that big of a deal. Like, I really want it. I've been wanting it for a long time. My grades are up. I do my chores. I'm a good kid. Like, I don't know why, like getting a piercing is so bad in, like, your eyes and Dad's eyes. Especially at 14, I should live my teenagehood. And, like, I've seen a lot of 14-year-olds have piercings.
Can you guys imagine if my girls were advocates for teenagers? We would all be screwed. Yeah, but what kind of piercing is it that Mom doesn't like at all?
I want a septum piercing.
Well, explain to people that don't know what that means.
It's a piercing in the middle of your nose.
Like a bull that, nose, but cuter.
There's nothing cute about that, number one.
Not necessarily a bull.
And it is a bull.
I like the horseshoe.
You look like a bull.
Oh, those are so cute.
I like the horseshoe ones. So.
Like what Mom has in her ear, but on her nose.
How does yeah. I love that. I think it's super cute. I think it's like, I don't know. It's just something that I really admire and I would really want to try out, like, during my, like, teenagehood, like, right now.
Teenagehood?
Yeah.
During her teenagehood. Not teenage years. Teenagehood. Okay, so I say no to that because that's a very ugly piercing. I mean, no.
Now you're making me feel ugly. So if I were to get it sooner or later, even like now or if I'm older, now you're just making me feel ugly. Like, why would you say something like that?
Mom. Okay, you're not going to make me feel bad on this one.
Yeah, you don't even care. You're good at that.
No, I do care. No, oh, you my don't. Goodness.
Beautiful.
I don't like clowns. No, I don't. Excuse you? What did you say?
I didn't know you could hear this.
I'm gonna knock her teeth down her... Every fucking teeth down her throat right now in front of everybody.
JK, guys. JK. I love my mom and I respect my mom 100%. Please let me get the piercing.
I love you too.
Oh my god, I want to be in a band. Like,
I don't know, I'm still debating because I absolutely don't like it. My husband doesn't like it.
I'm a good kid. I
never said you're a bad kid.
I'm a good kid. It's temporary. You can always take it out any time you want. And I really, 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 really like it. And I really, really, really want it. And I deserve it.
How much do you really, really, really love your mom?
More than this piercing that I want.
Aww.
Why? You're a liar.
And then Alyssa has to kill the mood.
Yeah.
Alyssa just ruined it for Nicole.
I'm crying.
All right, you guys. Let me know what you guys think about the crazy teenage life people have these days of teenagers. If you're not, like, pulling your hair out and bashing your head into a wall at least once a week, then you're doing something wrong as a parent. No, I love my kids. I really have really good kids. Thank God I was blessed with that. We do have disagreements and arguments once in a while, but that's in every family. That's normal. Again, that just means that you're awake and you are into your kids' life. And you know, you're part of your kids' life and part of what they want and what they like and what they do.
Wait, you want to be a part of our life?
Oh, I thought I was a part of your life this whole time.
You want to be?
Did I not give birth to you?
That's you said you'd be interested in your kid's life. Okay, you want to be interested in my life?
Sure.
Sure.
Weirdo.
Now you are. Wow.
She's so weird.
No.
That's the sarcastic part of Alyssa.
No.
She's very sarcastic.
She's a sarcastic person.
She's a very sarcastic person. She thinks it's funny.
Sometimes I can't tell if she's being serious or not.
Alyssa, smell my feet. Smell my feet.
What is wrong with you?
I want to be part of your life. Smell my feet. My feet.
I meant being interested in my hobbies, Mom.
Well, I thought you'll be interested in my hobbies and smelling my feet.
I'm kidding. What the heck?
Yeah, we're weird like that together. But anyways, all right, love you guys. Thanks for tuning in. We do highly appreciate if you guys would do a monthly support. My podcast is basically about everything, not just about I know it's called Paranormal Hour, and I do talk a lot about spirituality, but at the same time, I fucking get sick of it once in a while. It's nice to change up the subject and talk about real stuff with families and friends and the real world out there. Not that spirituality is fake. It's absolutely 100% real, but it's, again, it gets tiring because that's all I do 24/7 of my life is deal with spirituality, and I do get sick of it at times. Just like any job, exactly. And I do need to take a break once in a while, which is exactly what I do. So I'm gonna get going. I'm gonna hang out with my crazy kiddos for a little bit, and I'll see you guys next time. Like I said, monthly podcast supporters, I really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. Shout out to you guys. The more you guys support my...
Why do you keep hitting me?
Because I like hitting you. The more you support... I'm like tapping your leg. The more you guys support my podcast monthly, the more it grows on more platforms. You know, right now I'm on Spotify as well. Anchor. I don't know, about 10 other platforms right now, which is really, really cool. And all thanks to you guys' donations and monthly support. I love you guys, and I'll see you next time.